from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast for women on leadership and life skills with Rhea Story. Rhea shares powerful life and leadership principles, helping you maximize your potential and become the woman God created you to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast designed to empower women to become the leaders they are destined to be. I wanted today's podcast to be a little different. You know, a lot of times, most of my podcast episodes, I feature a lot of teaching. And today, I just wanted to do something a little different, something that's just motivational and inspirational. And the idea behind this came as I was working recently on my new, I was writing my motivational planning journal series, where I've probably talked about this before on a recent episode. It's really just a tool, two pages of guidance and questions to help you reflect, set your priorities for the day, and make some good commitments to yourself. It really helps you live your day with intention. And this, the thought behind this motivational planning journal series really came from, I've used some form of a tool like this to set my mornings for a long time, because I found that starting my day with more intention and intentional thought really helps me live out my priorities and accomplish more throughout the day. And as I looked around for a tool that would help me do this, I couldn't find one. And so I basically just created a Word document on my computer. And from there came the idea of creating and publishing a series of journals so that other people could benefit from this exercise, because it's so powerful for me. But anyway, as I was writing it, and every one of the six journals has kind of a different theme and different quotes, different motivational quotes. And so as I was writing and pulling together some of my favorite quotes to go in each journal, I get so excited and fired up just reading some of these motivational quotes, because they really are just encouraging and thought-provoking. And then I thought, how cool would it be to just do an episode with some of these really great quotes and share them with others, because I really think that they can encourage us and inspire us, and sometimes that helps us achieve more. So I just wanted to share with you some of these quotes, maybe some thoughts about them. So one of the most difficult things was choosing just 60 quotes. You know, each journal has 60 pages, and I had to really be careful and think about which quotes would make the cut, right? Which ones were good enough to include in the journals. And there are so many good nuggets of wisdom out there. But I'm sure that will leave room for future journals to add on as needed. So one of the first ones that I knew absolutely had to go in there was actually a quote by our son Eric Story. And Eric is he's grown now and lives in California with he moved out there when his girlfriend moved out a couple years ago, and Eric has been a student of leadership for probably 10 years, I would say. He started reading some leadership books, and it's not really what he does, but he had a really great quote. He shared it with Mac, and then Mac shared it with me, and I thought, man, that is a fantastic quote. So it was one of the first ones that I was like, that has to go in one of these journals. So Eric says, "Think reactively, and the world will change you. Think proactively, and you will change the world." And I just love that. You know, when we think reactively, or what I call the victim mindset, we start blaming someone or something else, is the minute we give away our ability to change it or improve it. And if we think proactively instead and focus on what we can control, what we can influence, then we change the world, right? We change our world, and the world changes. The world gets better. So I love that. Les Brown, favorite quote, one of my favorite quotes from Les Brown: "Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality." Oh, I love that. Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality, right? And that comes back to rejecting that the image that someone else would would give us. Don't claim that image as your own. Just because it's their opinion doesn't make it reality. So don't let it become your reality. An unknown quote, it's anonymous, and I don't know who said it. I wish I did, but don't compare yourself to others. Your journey is different than theirs. And that's such a powerful quote, isn't it? I think so much of the time, especially as women, perhaps, we get caught up in thinking, oh, so-and-so is prettier, or someone else has a better family Christmas photo on Instagram, or someone else is skinnier, or somebody else runs faster, or, you know, quit comparing yourself to others, right? You should measure yourself against your potential, because there's always room to improve. But quit comparing yourself to others. Your journey is different than theirs. One of my quotes that I included quite a few of my own quotes in the journals, but where I talk about, and this one, it says, character is having the right values. Integrity is living true to them. Right? Henry Cloud talks about character is the ability to meet the demands of reality. And integrity is the courage to do so. So my way of saying that, or my translation of that, is character is having the right values in our life, right? Character is about having the right values and the right priorities. Integrity is living true to them. And that's not easy to do, I know. But it's when we don't honor our values and our priorities, then we fall out of alignment and we're out of integrity with ourselves. I love this quote by John G. Miller. God grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. Oh, I love that, right? Accept the people we cannot change and the courage to change the one we can, ourselves, and the wisdom to know it's me, right? I cannot change anybody else. All I can do is change me. But a lot of times when we change and improve ourselves and grow, we're better equipped to influence other people. Words of wisdom here from Maya Angelou. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Oh, I love that. And that's kind of, you know, quit trying to blend in. Quit trying to blend in or fit in or change who you are. Be authentically you. Because if you're always trying to be someone else, it's a waste of who you are. Let's see. John Eldred said, life is not a problem to be solved. It's an adventure to be lived. I love that. You know, I think sometimes we get bogged down in the problems of life, the challenges of life, and there are problems and challenges. But when we consider that life is an adventure, it's a gift, and we should enjoy it. Take time to smell the roses along the way, because it's an adventure. Mac and I have a saying that we say sometimes when we're thinking about something along these lines, or just the other day we're talking about we're traveling to Orlando, Florida to speak, and my birthday is coming up this weekend, and so Max said, well, let's just add on a day to our trip and, you know, go to the beach or something like that. And so, you know, it's kind of a little frivolous add-on, right? Just adding on a night at the beach. It's kind of an indulgence, sure. But so when we're faced with situations like that, Mac and I have a little saying. We say, in 100 years, is it going to matter, right? In 100 years, is it going to matter? Probably not. And so maybe we should enjoy the adventure sometimes. Don't get hung up on the small things, right? So James Allen, really powerful quote here. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. I talk time and time again about the power of the thoughts that we think. I know it's not easy to always think positive thoughts. Believe me, I know. But when we catch ourselves going down that negative path, the quicker we can catch ourselves and turn around and say, no, I'm going to think positive thoughts, better thoughts will bear better fruit in our lives. And it's scientifically proven that we form better connections in our brain with positive thinking. So why not be positive? I know it's not easy to do, but we absolutely can do it. Carrie Lawrence, she was the first female F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot, and she says, "Self-doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will." Self-doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. There again, I know sometimes I struggle with self-doubt. You know, can I do this? Am I good enough or smart enough or strong enough to do this? Right? We doubt ourselves. And honestly, we are the most important person that we will ever talk to, because you can't get away from the thoughts you think. So when you find yourself questioning your ability, you'll find yourself believing it. So, you know, there's a difference in being honest and making sure you're reality thinking, but don't get caught up in self-doubt just for the sake of it, because it will kill your dreams. And then the last quote I wanted to finish up with today is Wendy Mass says, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you know nothing about." So just, you know, as you go through your day today, be kind, because we don't always know the battles that other people are fighting. And sure, sometimes they might be having a bad day or have a negative attitude, but when we can be kind, we can be the light, maybe in someone else's life. And that's a powerful thing to do. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.